Hey, high five. Yeah, I just know B718. Well, good morning to you. How's it going out west? Well, there's me catching a seasonal cold. It's pretty good. It's a little cold out here. Anyway, I'm just kind of curious that you did all your experiments on your node and internet.
Well, I tried it with the Linksys router. Ran into the typical port problem. The second port coming up, but not the rest. But at that time, I did not have the password to get into the router and make sure what the settings are, and I haven't gotten back to it yet. The only thing I've done so far is I checked with the internet provider, and they double-checked, and they supposedly, anyway, have no filters in line, activated, and everything coming in should go all the way through, but it's still kind of pointing down to this router here, and the Jim W5MOA is supposed to come over here this afternoon, so we may get into the router and check some things there as well. I don't have anything definitive yet, proven one way or the other, but I have just haven't had a chance to get back to it. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I was just kind of curious. I hadn't had a chance to look at the annual yet, because, like I said, I'm trying to get over this seasonal cold and stuff like that. And so I'm just kind of barely operating here. But I did manage to upgrade my repeater to the new firmware, and it seems to be working pretty good. I don't know if you got to do that with your stuff, but I would probably recommend it, because it's supposed to take care of a lot of problems, or at least one major problem on the lockout.
Yes, sir. That's one thing Jim is going to do today. One of my repeaters that I have here that I just got back from use and being upgraded to the JA, I think. I need to get it out and see if by accident they brought it up to the queue. If not, we're going to bring it up to the queue, and then one of our other repeaters that we have not sent off yet, we're going to make sure it's upgraded to the at least 1.00 lowercase N as a Nancy, so we can get that back on the air. Right now, since I burned up one, the one I replaced it with was not brought up to speed. So those machines are for them. I've got to get packed up and shipped up to Yazoo, get them squared away, and just haven't had a chance to do that yet. But by tomorrow, our machine will be hopefully in the 1.1 queue. And so we won't have to worry about that one. But, yeah, we definitely going to do it. I heard it definitely improved that, so that's why we need to get it updated as quickly as possible. Go ahead.
Roger. Yeah, if you're not going to directly direct connect the 200 to it, the only advantage here, there is that the DSP has been improved, and also that DSP will work on the 400 and the 100 too, so you can load that there too.
Yeah, well, I'm ashamed to say none of my personal equipment has been updated to anything other than what it came with. The way I've got my equipment stacked up in here is kind of like a pyramid. To break it down and to do all that will take about a half a day. So I haven't done it, and yes, you can slap my hand for it, and I know better, but it will get done, but when is, I'm not going to say. Go ahead.
Roger. Well, like I said, when you get time, I can understand, because if you got, like me, I got a bunch of radios too, and so you kind of have to pick and choose your time to do it. Anyway, I'm going to let you go, because my stomach is telling me I better get off the radio. We'll catch you a little bit later, and you have a good week, and have fun. This is W. Son O.E.
Okay, Dewey. Well, you get over that cold. That's no fun at all. Get over that and get back to your old self again. And I know it knocks the props out from under you. Luckily, knock on wood, I'm still hanging in there pretty decent. So my time's coming. But I'll try to keep you posted, either email or catch you on the air or something. Anyway, but 73 to you. Take care. AI5 AI.